Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 144 of CJ Evolution. That's 144 episodes of this program. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for tuning in. We wouldn't have this show if you weren't downloading it and sharing it with family and friends. So I sure do appreciate the support. I had the great pleasure of being on a podcast today, talking to an individual by the name of Arnie Fernseca. He was actually on the show recently, October 2nd to be exact, and I was on his show and we were talking about various issues that people are dealing with, specifically men, and it got me thinking again today about Frame of Mind Coaching and my good friend Kim Adis. Out there at frameofmindcoaching.com. And whatever you're dealing with, folks, in your life, whether it's professionally or personally, Kim Adis and her amazing team can help you. So head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com and see what Kim and her amazing team can do for you. And as far as the interview today that I was on with Arnie Fernseca, friend of mine on his show, I will have that on my cjevolution.net website as soon as it gets released, which will be a couple weeks. So it was a great show with Arnie. So on to this show. You know, whatever you're doing in life, whether it's in criminal justice, maybe you work at a bank, maybe you're doing whatever, whatever you were doing, both professionally and personally right now, really has come down to a certain amount of things or choices you've made in your life. One of those being the people you surround yourself with. Think about it. The people that you have in your life have probably in one way or another pushed you to where you're at right now. And maybe it's a good thing, but maybe it's a bad thing. So much in life, so much of success, whether personal or professionally, involves who we surround ourselves with. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And it really, a lot of life is based on that. When you really, really think about it, if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself with those people that are going to push you towards success, not the negative people. Success doesn't occur in a vacuum. In reality, there are a number of factors that lead to the success of anybody. Hard work and drive are always necessary for whatever you're doing in life, but your personal involvement leading up to your success can be greatly driven by other people. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about four types of people. This isn't the end-all, be-all list, but this is a start that you can really start dissecting and taking stock in your life. These are four types of people to surround yourself with for success. So number one, relentless workers. You probably know somebody who is a relentless worker, or perhaps you are yourself, and good for you. These types of workers push us to work harder each and every day. While measuring personal success against the success of another is like comparing apples and oranges, we can measure our drive with the drive of other relentless workers. True passion and commitment will breed a successful business, or whatever you're doing, a successful life. Positive attitudes. This is so important, especially for those of us who work in criminal justice. We are surrounded, folks, by negativity. That's just the nature of the job. People don't call us when things are great. People call the police and other first responders and other people in criminal justice when shit hits the fan, right? That's the truth. A lot of times that is a negative environment. People tend to be better at what they're doing if they are happy. Negative attitudes can drag down work ethic, and they don't offer any inspiration for success or innovation. Surrounding yourself with negative people can bog you down, your creativity, and drive it, and ultimately be the downfall of your professional life, your business, whatever you're doing. People with positive attitudes can actually have the opposite effect, facilitating your leap towards success more effectively. Bringing happiness inside the workplace will keep morale high and will keep people looking forward. It is essential, again, for those especially that work with other people in criminal justice, we tend to see people most of the time at their worst. Just the nature of the job. It is so important that when we get off the job or even on the job, we are putting that positivity into our bodies. We can't let negativity rule us. Very important. Number three, people who ask questions. Albert Einstein once said, the important thing is to not stop questioning. As entrepreneurs or anybody else in life, we should constantly be asking questions about ourselves and our business and our life. However, no single person will think of every important question. People who ask questions may provide a different angle or an issue or an idea. And these questions could ultimately lead to an important breakthrough for you professionally and personally. Perspective is everything. And number four, some non-entrepreneurial types will consider all entrepreneurs dreamers. However, we understand that setting goals and working hard will help us achieve what many consider to be unachievable. Dreaming is a good thing, folks. It's a good thing. To keep this drive going, we should always be surrounding ourselves with people who have similar goals in mind. These dreamers don't even need to be involved in the same industry as you, as your business, or whatever you're doing. The important thing is that you keep close people with big plans for themselves. Let me say that again. Keep close people with big plans for themselves. Maybe they fail, but those true people that are going to succeed are getting up and they're going forward again. Seeing other people's drive will keep you hungry to reach your goals. Remember, folks, you are the sum of who you spend your time with. I don't care what you're doing out there. Make sure that you are directly involved with people who lift you, who inspire you, who motivate you and to do more in your life. As you grow and your business grows, you know, whatever you're doing on the side or whatever you're doing out there, as you grow professionally and personally, this might mean changing friends and colleagues. And that's part of life. Don't continue to spend time with the people that continue to drag you down. You don't need them in your life. It doesn't mean they're horrible people. It just means that they're toxic. And they want, misery loves company, right? They want you to be a part of that. Get away from them. Keeping your sights high are things you can't risk deviating from if you want the life you dream of. Folks, that's all I have for you. I hope everybody's doing fantastic. I hope everybody has a great rest of your day. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net. Check out the website. You can have episodes downloaded right to your email. You can also head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Until next time, we got a lot of great guests coming on. Please stay tuned for that. With that, everybody, be safe, everybody, and take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.